This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, residents of College Land St. John up in arms over an alleged offer by the Codrington Trust to purchase agricultural lands they occupy. Major plans for Deakins Development Centre coming soon, while government says it has made progress in reintegrating ex-convicts back into society. The Barbados National Organization for the Disabled says more opportunities are needed for the disabled. And a pensioner crushed to death by a music truck during carnival celebrations in South Trinidad. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Residents of College Land St. John are expressing concern over what they claim is a plan by the Codrington Trust to sell land formerly owned by Colonial Administrator Christopher Codrington and managed by the Codrington Trust. College Land is one of three estates currently occupied by the descendants of former plantation workers. They say a will left by Codrington stipulated that the trust ensures that all agricultural lands are not sold and that they serve as a source of income for families and their heirs. A resident speaking with Starcom Network News insists that the trust must honor the will.
We property and college. I always say this land here is for generation to pass on. No right, nothing. Because here is supposed to got three wills. One for society, one for college, and one for College Savannah. College people ain't supposed to pay no rent now, nothing. Right. Because they're supposed to be we free. But we grandparents and this body work, you know, we supposed to stand here free and pass on. But now they're coming up with this idea, you got to buy the land. And it's bare confusion.
Another resident said they cannot be forced to purchase land they occupy.
The land is not the sale. It's not supposed to sell. But listen to this. If you want to buy it, you can buy it. But there's nobody could force you to buy it. The land they live on college, my man, I buy none. I spent a part of my life. I spent about 3 years working in college already. I work in college. My college had cows, pigs. My man worked with the sheep. The little rent supposed to help with the college, if you get what I'm saying. When they sell that land for net skin or nothing, where the college getting? I'll be land. The plantation supposed to help run college. You know what I'm saying? Plantation they're running, they won't look for nobody to run it.
A resident of College Land, St. John. But Starcom Network News understands that tenants on the Codrington Estates are set to benefit from an $18 million reconciliation project launched by the Trust and the British-based United Society Partners in the Gospel that will address the atrocities of the transatlantic slave trade. Efforts are also underway this year to ensure that tenants achieve land ownership. The Deakins Development Centre, which has been at the centre of much public discussion over the years, is set to undergo major repairs in the new financial years to make way for the island's first youth development centre. Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment Charles Griffith highlighted this as his ministry took the spotlight in the Parliament during the estimates of revenue and expenditure. The facility was closed and remained dormant following allegations of mismanagement. Mr. Griffith said his ministry is examining costs to begin refurbishing the center.
One of the things we are looking at is to turn that facility into the first youth center on island. So plans are in train to see how we can flesh out all of that to ensure that we have a hub at one particular location that will provide an extensive range of training for our young people. I believe it is ideal. The condition is we need to do some repairs at the location to bring it back into a prime state, and we're looking to see how we can cost out that.
Meantime, Director of Youth Affairs Cleveston Hunt stated they would engage residents to determine the suitable programs for their community.
We have also had discussions in relation to planning for the types of programming that would be required. And one of the things that we are also looking at is to also come into the areas to have discussions with the residents of Deakins, to have them have some input in relation to the types of programming that they want to see happening right there within the center. So we are at that state where we are still doing the planning and the assessment. And of course, we will keep you involved and engaged in the process as we go on.
Director of Youth Affairs, Cleveston Hunt. Meantime, government is making steady progress in ensuring former inmates in this country's penal system are reintegrated into society. This was revealed by Marcus Stephen, coordinator of the Block Transformation Unit within the ministry.
We've been in contact with personnel from the prison service who are interested in performing a partnership with us as it relates to tracking persons when they are released from the penal system. Just last month, our intake at one of the institutions, we had about 5 persons who were released from the penal system and are presently in programs at one of the institutions that we run our program with. Before then, during our graduation, there were persons, as it relates to the rehabilitation, who were within the program. They are also seeking employment, and we are making representation on their behalf by drafting letters, making recommendations so that they could be better fitted back into mainstream society.
Coordinator of the Block Transformation Unit in the Ministry of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Marcus Stephen. The Barbados National Organization of the Disabled, BARNOD, is calling for expanded employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Speaking during the launch of a 5-day disability empowerment program, President Pero Holloway noted that nearly 90% of Barbados's disabled population is unemployed, emphasizing the urgent need for change. He explained that the workshop aims to equip participants with the essential skills needed to enter the workplace.
You will be exposed to many different topics that is suggested to equip you with the skills, help to plant that seed of the desire for employment. One of the areas that we have focused on this year is entrepreneurship. And we think that this is an area that the organizations and the disabled community needs to look at, because it may be one of those areas that can help us to be gainfully financially stable. We need to bring the 90% rate down soon, because our lives depend on it. We cannot be having a system where we force persons to become persons who are seeking handouts. There is too much tools out there that we should be having this conversation in 2025.
Meanwhile, Minister of Labour Colin Jordan stated that the government is working on regulations that will allow persons with disabilities to continue receiving benefits even while employed.
We are also working on regulations that do not stop the benefits when a person with a disability begins to work. Now, that has been a bugbear for many, many years, probably decades. There are people with disabilities who avoid working because, first, you're not sure how long-term the job is. And so if you give up the benefit because there's a job and it doesn't work out, then you're kind of back to square one. We are working on ensuring that unless the earnings go past a particular threshold, which we have to discuss and decide upon, the benefit will remain.
Minister of Labour Colin Jordan. All political parties, unions, and religious organizations are being urged to publicly condemn the latest move by the United States to enact a visa restriction policy targeting Cuban and regional officials tied to the labor program sending health care workers abroad. The call is from President of the Barbados Cuba Friendship Association, David Denny, who's also organizing a rally on March 8th to protest the move.
Cuba is a true friend of the poor and powerless people in our region. I want to end this statement by strengthening my call for the government of Barbados and all of the political parties, trade unions, churches, and civil society to condemn this action by the United States of America to threaten government officials in our region if we continue to have a relationship with Cuba for medical assistance that are benefiting the poor and the powerless people in our region.
President of the Barbados Cuba Friendship Association, David Denny. And finally, in Trinidad and Tobago, a pensioner was killed after he was crushed by a music truck, temporarily suspending carnival celebrations along Sapero Street in the southern city of San Fernando yesterday. Reports indicate that the truck lost control when its braking system failed, knocking down and rolling over Selwyn Little, who San Fernando Mayor Robert Parris says was an avid supporter of carnival.
Little actually used to play with the Paul Joey Lewis band. It's very popular around this time in terms of carnival, right? Apparently, the truck lost control and Little is a little person. and see and hit him, right? So he tragically lost his life here. What the police, what they did was they detained the truck. And what is going to happen is that we're going to have a little delay.
The mayor of the city of San Fernando, Robert Parris, recapping the headlines. Residents of College Land St. John up in arms over alleged offer by the Codrington Trust to purchase lands they occupy. Major plan for Deacons Development Center coming soon, while government says it has made progress in reintegrating ex-convicts into society. The Barbados National Organization of the Disabled says more opportunities needed for the disabled, and a pensioner crushed to death by a music truck during carnival celebrations in South Trinidad. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.